This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Finn Mahoney, and we're talking about a fundraising dinner for No More Deaths and Bike and Build. These are two nonprofits that this dinner will be raising funds for, and that's going to be at the Preserve in Chicorua this coming Monday, 5:30 till 7:30 in the evening. For more information anytime, you can call 603-707-1356. Finn, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Tony. I'd like to tell everyone in our community about our storytelling dinner that we'll be having at the Preserve in Chicorua. It's going to be a night of music, storytelling, soup, and activism. We'll have music from local musicians, we'll have food from local producers, and we'll have storytelling from Andy Davis of Albany. Suggested donation is $15 to $25, sliding scale, and we invite everybody to come on out and learn about these incredible organizations and support grassroots activism in our community.
For me personally, the food's always an exciting part, so what type of food are we looking at?
Absolutely. For dinner, we've got a bright salad of mixed greens, pomegranate seeds, and balsamic, followed by a choice of soups, either creamy, rich Hungarian mushroom made with New Hampshire Mushroom Company produce, or a delicious vegetable bean. Both are served with copious local bread and butter. For dessert, we'll have lots of fresh-baked homemade apple pies.
What's the lineup for the entertainment? I know you have music and storytelling. I assume the music goes with the food?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Starting at 5:30, we'll have music from Shauna Eisenberg of Tamworth, and we'll have music from Nathan Lysak of Keene. And then starting at about 7, we'll have storytelling from Andy Davis. He's going to be telling two fantastic stories, sort of related to our causes. From about 6:40 on, myself and my fundraising partner will each be giving a presentation about our organizations and why it's so important that we support them.
And I know Andy Davis has been on Drive Time in the past, and he's always a fun guy to have in, so I think that'll be a really fun evening. For those just tuning in, it's a fundraising dinner for No More Deaths and Bike and Build. It's happening at the Preserve in Chicorua Monday, 5:30 till 7:30 in the evening, with storytelling, music, food, and activism. And there is a suggested donation for the event that's $15 to $25. For more information, call 603-707-1356. That's 707-1356. Let's get a little bit more into the cause of the evening. So there's two different nonprofits, No More Deaths and Bike and Build. Let's talk about No More Deaths.
So in April, I, Finn Mahoney, will be volunteering with No More Deaths. It's a humanitarian, a Unitarian faith-based humanitarian aid organization in Arizona. No More Deaths' work is really simple: to stop the preventable deaths of refugees and migrants who seek a better life across the U.S. border. Many in our community join this organization in the belief that access to water, food, and basic medical care are fundamental human rights. And I'll be using my experience working locally as an EMT to provide direct medical aid to refugees. And I'll be using the skills I've acquired working in the White Mountain backcountry to make life-saving supplies accessible to those crossing through dangerous wilderness areas. Regardless of political belief, many members of our community feel moved by the reports of unacceptable human suffering, but powerless to make a positive impact. And this event will be an opportunity to join No More Deaths in their life-saving work, and for our community to feel personally connected to this movement.
So what got you interested in that particular cause? Was it watching the news? Was it having a conversation with a friend? Like, what moved you personally?
I've done emergency medical work for a while, when you hear about these kind of humanitarian aid catastrophes occurring across the world, and especially within our own country, I feel really moved to make a greater impact and to help where help is most needed.
Do you know what particular area is No More Deaths going to be concentrated on? Do you think that'd be the southern border, or do you think that'd be over in the Middle East with all the wars, or anything in particular?
So they work outside of Tucson, especially in the wilderness areas along the along Arizona's southern border, and they operate medical clinics both within the United States and in Nogales, Mexico. They provide humanitarian aid and medical aid throughout these wilderness areas through which people cross.
So that is No More Deaths, one of the two groups benefiting from this fundraising dinner, again happening Monday evening, 5:30 till 7:30 at the Preserve in Chicorua. They're going to have storytelling, music, food. It's going to be a lot of fun. $15 to $25 are the suggested donation amounts. For more information, call 603-707-1356. That's 707-1356. Let's talk about the other nonprofit now, Bike and Build.
So this summer, my fundraising partner, Megwood Lysak, will be, along with a dedicated group of young people, she'll be biking across the country, working along the way to build housing for families in need of secure, safe, and stable homes. As a lifelong native of New Hampshire, she knows that housing insecurity in our communities can be both invisible and widespread. And despite the need for affordable the need for affordable housing is only growing as our population ages. This is not an issue unique to our state or to our area, but it is one that can easily be overlooked in rural areas. Through service-oriented cycling trips, Bike and Build advocates for the need for affordable housing in thousands of communities across the country and empowers young adults for a lifetime of service and civic engagement. This fundraiser will directly fund affordable housing groups in New Hampshire and across the country, and it will also raise crucial awareness in our community for both the need for action on this issue and our communal ability to take that action. Lastly, it'll provide the funding that Meg needs to build those homes with her own two hands.
Now, I know one of the big problems that New Hampshire has been talking about the last decade has been the fact that the population is an aging population. And I imagine housing probably has a big impact for that, because if you can't afford to live here, then you're going to move to another state as a young adult.
Absolutely. And it's a widespread problem as well. In New Hampshire, you know, we have waiting lists for subsidized housing that are 5 to 8 years long. And it's really a crucial issue in our state, but also across the country. And Bike and Build, it both raises funds, raises awareness, and it directly enables people to build those affordable homes in New Hampshire and across the country.
So that's the other group that's going to be benefited from this fundraising dinner. No More Deaths is the first. Bike and Build is the one we just talked about. And this dinner is happening at the Preserve in Chicorua, Monday evening, 5:30 till 7:30. They're going to have storytelling from Andy Davis, music, food. And they're going to have presentations from both these nonprofits. It's going to be a lot of fun. For more information, call 603-707-1356. That's 707-1356. Finn, anything that we missed or any final thoughts?
The dinner will be held in the barn at the Preserve, which was just built this last year, and it is beautiful inside. For any that are just curious to see the Preserve, curious to see the barn, come on out. And if you got any questions about either of these causes or about the dinner itself, feel free to give that number a call, and we look forward to seeing you there.
So again, that is 603-707-1356. It's a fundraising dinner for No More Deaths and Bike and Build at the Preserve in Chicorua, Monday evening, 5:30 till 7:30. Finn, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible as a public service by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.